Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Taos resident.
Hi, folks. I'm Jane Ruster. My point of view today is the 2020 presidential election is not Democrats versus Republicans. It is socialism versus our freedoms. Many of the Democrat presidential candidates devote themselves to socialism. Most of these candidates perform this left ideology just for the votes. When it comes to campaign pledges, vagueness is often the best policy with these socialists. Bernie Sanders authored the Medicare for All Act, but didn't spell out how the government would take an estimated $34 trillion in new spending over a decade. Elizabeth Warren's economic ideas are truly dangerous. Folks, she never tells the truth. And personally, I reason her having a psychological problem. She requires some counseling. Pete Buttigieg alleged that killing the terrorist Soleimani would not make America safer. Is he kidding? Some of these Democrat candidates just lie, hoping nobody notices. Tom Steyer and Michael Bloomberg are hypocritical political opportunists. Steyer railed against the Keystone Pipeline, but he had heavily invested in the company that was attempting to build it. Michael Bloomberg thinks he can buy our votes and our freedom, besides televising dishonest advertisements about our president. Our President Trump was acquitted, free from the charges of that deceptive, cheating impeachment by the House of Representatives Democrat Party. The Democrats' acrimonious charges were falsely concluded by their sharp resentment and ill will of our duly elected president. Just because the Democrat Party dislikes our president does not constitutionally allow a phony impeachment. The Democrat Party has wasted America's time, energy, and money. Many of the socialist Democrats have no moral standing. That includes Hollywood elitists. These people are seemingly unhappy individuals who bully and censure anyone who believes in personal accountabilities and individual freedoms. Now, if you did not see the State of the Union February 4th, 2020, oh, you should have. President Trump's speech and guests united America. One of Michigan's representatives, Rashida Tlaib, walked out of the chamber. A real low point for this classless Democrat, who is a vulgar human being. I guess that showing the Democrat Party how miserable you are gives her status. The Socialist Democratic Party of today has no moral standing, and neither does the liberal news. Winston Churchill once said, "The inherent vice of capitalism is the unequal sharing of the blessings. The inherent blessing of socialism is the equal sharing of misery." I'm Jane Ruster. I'm a patriot, and that is my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.